The baobab tree has many intriguing nicknames: the camel tree, the bottle tree, the upside down tree, and the tree of life. These trees grow in dry areas of Africa, Madagascar, and Australia. Their branches are skinny and few, and their trunks are disproportionately wide for their height. The record circumference of a baobab is 150 feet, the length of half a football field. Although these trees produce only faint growth rings, we know that baobabs live amazingly long lives. Radiocarbon dating has determined that the oldest baobab is more than 2,500 years old. Local people call baobabs the tree of life because they have so many uses for it: eating its iron-rich leaves, drinking a coffee substitute made from its seeds, and making beer and juice from the pulp of its large fruits, which have 6 times more vitamin C than oranges. And the ideal spot for markets in many rural villages? The shade of the baobab's crown. I first read about baobabs as a child in Saint-Exupéry's classic book, The Little Prince. The young prince roots out baobabs as seedlings to prevent them from taking over his tiny planet, a metaphor that instructs us to take actions against destructive forces as early as possible. It's appropriate advice for us today, considering that we've lost 9 of Africa's 13 oldest baobab trees to increasing drought brought on by climate change. So, the baobab tree has earned all of its nicknames. My hope is that we heed the little prince's advice and act now to allow the skinny limbs of the amazing tree of life to continue reaching upward. I'm Nalini Nadkarni. This is Tree Note.